Now for our daily dua. In the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and it is muttafaqun alayhi, both in Bukhari as well as Muslim Sharif, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو أن أحدكم إذا أتى أهله قال بسم الله اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا فقضي بينهما ولد لم يضره. When one of you comes to his wife and says, in the name of Allah, O Allah, protect us from shaitan and protect what you provide us from shaitan, and a child is destined to them, then shaitan will not harm them, will not harm it. So what is the dua? Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannib shaitana ma razaqtana. May Allah protect us from shaitan and protect what you provide us from shaitan. This hadith teaches us that we as Muslims should not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any instance, moment or juncture of our lives. Even at the time when one is fulfilling one's desires with one's spouse, then before engaging in the act of intercourse, one should recite this dua. And this shows us that if at this time, when you are fulfilling your desires, you are to remember Allah also before that, then throughout your day, you should be remembering Allah more. You should be remembering Allah to a greater extent. And the benefit of this dua is that a person recites this dua, then the child will be saved from the harm of shaitan. When we talk of the harm of shaitan, it refers to the harm of disbelief. Hence, by reciting this dua, the child will be granted a death upon iman. Also, it may refer to witchcraft and jadu and all similar things. Hence, by reciting this dua, the child will be saved from difficulties and calamities. There will be no harm in terms of the child's belief and religion. So this is an important dua, and it goes with the attitude of a Muslim, that in every instance of my life, if it is in my most personal moments, I remember my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I maintain that continuous link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.